We will read today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10, Text 16. And if it's possible, I would like to read first the meaning, the words and the meanings. Maybe it will be easier to recite the shloka. It's not so simple, so easy. Badva, after constructing. Udadao, in the water of the ocean. Daughter of the ocean. Ragupati, Lord Ramachandra. Vividha, varieties of. Adrikutai, with peaks of great mountains. Setum, a bridge. Kapindra, of powerful monkeys. Karakampita, moved by the great hands. Buraha Angai, with the trees and plants. Sugriva, Nila, Nila. Hanumat, Hanuman. Pramukai, led by. Anikai, with such soldiers. Lankam, Lanka, the kingdom of Ramana. Vishabhanadrisha, by the direction of Vibhishana. Direction of Vibhishana, the brother of Ravana. Avishat, entered. Agradagdam, which was previously burned by the monkey soldier Hanuman. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, to read first the shloka to try. Badvo dadau ragu patir vivid radikutai. Badvo dadau ragu patir vivid radikutai. Setum kapindra karakam pitaburu hangai. Kapindra karakam pitaburu hangai. Sugriva nila hanumat pramukai anikai. Grivanila Hanuma Pramukha Anikai. Lankam Vibhishana Drishti Drishavishat Agradagham. Lankam Vibhishana Drishavishat Agradagham. So let's read the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami said, after constructing a bridge over the ocean by throwing into the water the peaks of mountains, whose trees and other vegetation had been shaken by the hands of great monkeys, Lord Ramachandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana. With the direction and help of Vibhishana, Ravana's brother, the Lord, along with the monkey soldiers, headed by Sugriva, Nila, and Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, which had previously been burned by Hanuman. Purport. Great mountains, peak covered with trees and plants, were thrown into the sea by the monkey soldiers and began to float by the supreme will of the Lord. By the supreme will of the Lord, many great planets float weightlessly in space like swabs of cotton. If this is possible, why should great mountain peak not be able to float on water? This is the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything and everything he likes because he is not under the control of the material nature. Indeed, material nature is controlled by him. Maya Dakshana, Maya Dyakshana Prakriti Suyate Suchara Charam, Only under his direction does Prakriti or material nature work. Similar information is given in the Brahma Sanhita 5.52. Yasya yana brahmati sambrita kalakchakro govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Describing how material nature works, the Brahma Sanhita says that the sun moves as desired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, for Lord Ramachandra to construct a bridge over the Indian Ocean with the help of monkey soldier who threw great mountain peaks into the water is not at all wonderful. It is wonderful only in the sense that it has kept the name and fame of Lord Ramachandra eternally celebrated. I will try to say a few words. In this purport, we have few things on which we can discuss. I will try to speak just a little bit about Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here about the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he is almighty. And if we remember, this almighty, it seems, it means actually, that's the definition of Bhagavan, if we remember the six qualities which describes Bhagavan. Maybe we should remember them. It's power, his fame, his fame, the renunciation, beauty, and what I forget, opulence. Yeah. Thank you. In these qualities are described in Vishnu Purana, and there is said that these qualities are expanding infinitely. And also Srila Rupa Goswami describes in the Bhakti Ratsamrita Sindhu that Krishna has 64 prominent qualities. There are, of course, there are many more of them. Sheshanaga, if we remember, with his thousands of heads, is counting Krishna's qualities, but he didn't finish yet, and he will never finish counting his qualities and his opulences. So here is said that by the will of Supreme Lord of Lord Ramachandra, the stones and the peaks of all mountains were floating. And for our minds, for our tiny Kali Yuga minds, it's inconceivable something like this. Although we are trying to understand logical or to speculate, but we cannot understand Krishna entirely, because he is saying this in Srimad Bhagavatam. A scientist will be very disturbed to hear something like this, and they will try, you know, to find logical solutions for these floating stones on water. They will say one day like this, and the other day will find something else, and another day will find something else, and they will contradict the previous scientists who said something, so we'll not speculate, and we accept what the Shastras are saying, that Supreme Lord Krishna is beyond the material nature, which is guiding and which made those stones floating and many other things to happen. So why we should worry, or why should we not accept that those stones, those peaks are floating? I think we already know all the answers. In Shastras are a lot of answers. Maybe we are not understanding them all. Actually, I will tell you a story. It's not a story, it's my experience. I was very concerned because I noticed when we are speaking to some person, we are telling something, that person maybe is not understanding everything. You can see that when you look at that person, that she didn't understand, or he didn't understand what you were saying. Although maybe the words are simple, but the meaning in behind them was something else. And I was concerned about this, that obviously we are hearing all these lectures in the morning, and not only our acharyas are telling us so many things, and we are not understanding. Obviously, it says all the truth there, but we cannot understand this. So I went to my Guru Maharaj, and I asked him, Guru Maharaj, how can I understand everything? Because I don't understand everything you are saying, or everything what Shastras are saying, or how can I do that? How it could be possible to do that? And Guru Maharaj, very relaxed, he said, well, pray to Krishna. And I asked, but how can I pray? How to pray? And it was very funny. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then I insisted. So he said, no, you can pray like this, Hare Krishna, it's okay. But you will see, when you will get this in your heart, Krishna will reveal himself within your heart. So just pray, just be sincere, and Krishna will reveal to you what he thinks that you need to know. So, yeah, this was my experience with this knowledge about understanding things. Sometimes it's okay to accept and just to be patient, and let Krishna reveal himself when he wants, not when we think we desire, or when we think that we are prepared. Or so about these floating stones, again, Lord Ramachandra was not actually did something physically, you know, to hold those stones or something like this. He just took the human form, but his soldiers, the monkeys, Vanaras, helped with this constructing bridge. And I want you just to remind you that it's easier for me to understand this if I'm putting in some story or in some picture. So I was thinking, Krishna is, you know, Krishna is Bhagavan, is the Supreme Lord. But and material nature is held and is kept by his potencies, his energies. So I imagine, like, Supreme Lord has a remote control in his hand. He doesn't have to be there physically, personally, to control everything. He just pressed some buttons. He just made that remote control and just pressed some buttons, and everything gets arranged. Everything gets how it should be, how he wants to be. Also, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says very little about these pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. And now that we are reading about the bridge constructed over the Indian Ocean, I think it's a good moment to also remember one story. Ramayana is full of beautiful and meaningful stories. So I will keep this later. I will end with this story. I have another story about Krishna's power, and you know, it's a story which Srila Prabhupada used to tell to his disciples. Maybe you know it, or sure you know it. It's about Narada Muni, one Brahmana, and one cobbler. Do you know what cobbler is? Well, a cobbler in India, it's the lower class, you know, it's the lower. Like, he's considered muchi. I have to thank for this detail to Devendra Prabhu. I didn't know that cobbler is considered in India such a low class, you know. So this story is like one day Narada Muni, in his way to Supreme Lord, he was going to see Lord Narayana, and he meets a Brahmana. He goes to Narayana to see him in some problem. So he meets a Brahmana in his way, very learned Brahmana. And you know, those days when you meet somebody, you are asking him, or you are saying him, hello, Hare Krishna, or something like this. Or, how are you? Things like this. And Brahmana is asking Narada Muni, where are you going? Where I'm going to see Lord. I have some things to discuss with the Lord. Oh, you are going to see the Lord. How wonderful. Wow. Wow. So nice. So, yeah, if you are going to see Lord, can you ask him, please, when I will go back, when I will get liberation, salvation? And Narada Muni says, oh, yeah, okay, I can do that. It's okay. I will ask him. Okay. And after same time, he meets a cobbler who, very polite and humble, is saluting this Narada Muni, and his question was the same. You know, if you are going to see the Lord, please ask him when I will be able to go back to Godhead to liberate myself, when I will be suitable to go back. So Narada Muni says, oh yeah, okay, I will ask. So Narada Muni reaches Vaikuntha, and he's speaking with Narayana, he tell him, you know, I met two people two persons, two men, and they were asking the same question. They are curious when they will go back, when they will meet you. And the Lord said, well, you know, the Brahmana will have to wait for some lives to go back, and the cobbler will go in this life, you know, after he finish this life, when he will leave this his body, he will go back, he will meet me. And Narada Muni was surprised, was amazed, how so, that learned Brahmana and very high scholar with a lot of knowledge, and the other one, it's a cobbler, you know, it's a lower class. So the Lord says, okay, I can tell you this, but I won't, I will not. I will just tell you this. You know, when you will come, when you will go back, please tell them this, that when they will ask maybe what I was doing or something, tell them, you know, Lord was pulling an elephant through the eye of a needle. I was saying, well, the eye of the needle, of a needle. Ask them this and you will understand. So Narada Muni went back, and of course he met the Brahmana. Brahmana was very happy to see him back, and he asked, so did you ask the Lord when I will go back? And Narada Muni says, yes, I asked him. And what did he said? Well, he said, you will have to wait a few lives and then we will go back. And he was very like, really, but how? I am, you know, such a big scholar, I am a Brahmana, qualified Brahmana, how that? And then the other one, the cobbler, when he heard the answer of Narada Muni, he was like, he was crying, he was so humble, he was so sincere in his heart, he was like, oh Lord, of course he's pulling an elephant through the eye of a needle, of course he's almighty Lord, of course, yeah, wow, my Lord is so, my Lord is so powerful. And then Narada Muni understood why the cobbler, in spite of being a low class and I don't know how to say, an ordinary person, will go back to Supreme Lord in this lifetime, because he had love in his heart, he had devotion, he was so devoted to Lord, and he didn't need to know a lot of shastras, a lot of knowledge, you know. All this knowledge doesn't help so much if we are not developing devotion and love for the Lord. It helps us, you know, to understand the shastras and to understand a little bit of Lord. So in that way we can serve, we understand who is Lord and we can serve easily. It will become so easy to love him. So the cobbler said also, like, he explained also why he's crying, why he feels this love inside his heart, and why he believes this story. Because Narada Muni asked him, but you believe this story? Because Brahmana told me, you know, I trusted you, you were such a spiritual master, everybody trusts you, and you come here and tell me that Lord is pulling an elephant through the eye of a needle. That's not possible. Everyone can understand that. You should tell me that you was not there or you didn't meet Lord. It's not need to lie to me. But the cobbler said, you know, look, I'm sitting all day under the tree, under the banyan tree, and I see these figs, fruits are falling down from the tree. And you know, a fig tree has a lot of seeds inside. So the cobbler said, how can I not believe him when he puts in every seed, such a little seed, he puts a whole tree. A whole tree, a big tree like a banyan tree. How then not to believe, Lord, that he's pulling an elephant through a needle? This is such a nice story. We can reflect on it and think of it. And yeah, I hope you like it. And the other story which I wanted to tell you is related to that bridge which Lord Ramachandra constructed with the help of the monkeys. This story is not in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's in Ramayana, and it's about two squirrels, or one squirrel. In some stories it's about ants, in others about spiders. And this squirrel was also helping the Lord. Everybody wanted to help Lord construct this bridge, because everybody loves Lord Ramachandra, and everybody wanted to help him to save Sita Devi. So big, small, they all wanted to help Lord constructing this bridge. So the monkeys, as we saw in this lecture, in today's verse, they put peaks of mountains and big stones together and build that bridge. But it's not said that there were also these small squirrels or small living beings helping, which put there on that bridge the small parts of sand or the small pieces of rocks. They were carrying these rocks in their mouths, you know, and they were so enthusiastic, so you know, enthusiastic. One soldier of Hanuman's, in some stories there is said that Hanuman himself almost fell on stepping on this small squirrel, and they chastised this squirrel. You know, what are you doing? You are in my way. You can see I'm carrying heavy things. I'm helping Lord Ramachandra to construct this bridge. Get aside. You are in my way. And the squirrel didn't listen this advice, or I don't know, just chastise, and kept putting and bringing and making so many back and forward this transportation of sands or small pieces of rocks, and put them on the bridge. Then this soldier, this monkey, took the squirrel and throw it heavily, very far away. And the squirrel started to cry, and she was so aggrieved, so she was cried, you know, she was crying, you know, I want to help Lord. I know he doesn't need maybe my help, but I want to help him. So then Lord saw and came to that squirrel, hold it in his hands, and tried to pacify her. You know, Thank you so much for your devotion. I can see you love me, and I appreciate this. You know, I am so in doubt to you that you are trying to serve me so loyally, so devotedly, with so much devotion. And then Lord chastised the monkeys, you know. This monkey, maybe she's small, maybe she's not carrying heavy things, but you know, maybe you don't know, but every living being has a place in this creation and in this construction of the bridge. Maybe you are forgetting that a bridge, it's more solid and it's more stable when you are putting also in between the big rocks, you are filling those holes with the smaller particles of stones and sands and things like this. So please don't offend my devotee and let him help according to his power, to his to his power. So I don't know, you get the idea, and you know the story. We are all like this, small, big, or I don't know. We are sometimes forgetting that maybe one day we were small, we started maybe on the wrong foot or very timid, very shy. We all have a place in this world Lord created. So, I hope you will forgive me if I did mistakes, if I was not so clear in my speaking. I'm also like a squirrel. I almost forgot. Lord petted that squirrel, you know, where the Lord put his fingers, the squirrel has three stripes, white stripes on on their back. Maybe you know how looks squirrels. These squirrels, they have three stripes on their back. So now we also know where from they have those three white stripes. Yeah, so please forgive me. I am also like this little squirrel. I hope I didn't say something improper or something. And thank you for listening, for tolerating me. Now if you have some comments, not questions. Okay, even questions, I hope I will be able to answer. If not, I will ask Guru Sadhu and Shastra and then I will reply.
When you ask Maharaj if you don't understand what he's saying, or if you don't understand lecture, then he said first that we should pray. Then later he said that it will be revealed through Paramatma or something like this. Okay, so the question is, what about till then? This could also last a few lifetimes.
I don't know.
He didn't answer this.
I think it's all in our sincerity, you know. Srila Prabhupada used to say something, not actually to this question, but something similar. He was asked about how long it takes, you know, to get this love of God, this prema. And he answered, you know, this can be in a fraction of second, or can last lives and lives and lives time, you know, to get those. So I think it's about our sincerity, And I think this sincerity from our heart will somehow Krishna will give us his mercy, you know, because we are not doing anything to deserve that. It's all Krishna's mercy, and he will decide if he will reveal himself or not. We only can be in that mood of you know, of sincerity, so to pray and to serve, you know. If we understand that we are the servants of the Lord, and we don't deserve nothing. All everything it's his, and his potencies, his power. Then it's a lot easier. Well, this is theory. I hope one day we all could see it in practice. I hope I answered the question. Thank you. Okay.
Related to this question that Prabhu asked, back in the day when Prabhupada was here on the planet, he always told his disciples that they need to be patient because they always wanted answers instantly, like people want today. But then there were no emails or phone or something, so they wrote letters to Prabhupada when they didn't know how to do something. And they asked in the letters how to do it. And of course the letters took sometimes even weeks to come back with Prabhupada's answer. And quite a few of his disciples said in various books or lectures or public speech that by the time they got the answers from Prabhupada, they already had the answers revealed by Paramatma, by Krishna. So they knew what to do, and when they got the answer from Prabhupada, it was the confirmation that indeed what Krishna revealed to them and the inspiration that Krishna gave them in their heart was what Prabhupada also wanted. Mm-hmm. So maybe we need to have patience sometimes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.